when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please remain standing.
Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the fifth day of March will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 20th day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the first day of June will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the eighth day of June, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 22nd day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 30th day of November, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
The past few days, Father Zane and I have had the privilege and the joy of joining our youth group to go on a mission trip to Pittsburgh. Father Zane had to come back early. The rest of the team will come back tomorrow. But it was such a joy. We got to stay at a parish that is on fire for serving the poor. They have a food shelter, a clothes shelter. Along with that, they serve people who are being abused, and they also have started a coffee shop that hires people with intellectual disabilities. They are absolutely on fire for the service of those who need the Lord's work the most. And along with that, something that possibly intrigued me the most, they have a house for men and a house for women who want to be on mission at this parish. That was some men just recently disbanded due to some political difficulties, I guess. But we currently have a housewoman that full-time just serve the poor day in, day out. Serve women who come in and just bring them coffee, bring them clothes, bring them just time and attention to hear them and to bring them the gospel of Jesus Christ. I was absolutely blown away by just wanting these women their desire to bring others the good news, bring others a cup of coffee, bring others their clothes, bring the homeless just a plate of food. That small little encounter with the gospel. One of the greatest graces I took away from the past few days was about two or three sentences. A young woman named Hope, I heard just a few sentences from her mouth. Father Zane shouted out a book recommendation to her, like, oh, I'm reading a book. The main character's name is Hope. It's about this little girl who encounters Jesus Christ. And this girl, her heart just said, that sounds amazing. I'd love to read it. And she goes on about her relationship with Christ, just a few sentences, and walks away. And I was taken aback, this young woman, giving her life to Christ, miles away. Just like this parish is on fire for the Lord, another parish in Pittsburgh so on fire for the service and the proclamation of the gospel. And you can go to any state in the country, you can go to any country in the world now, and there are pockets of the gospel at the service of bringing the kingdom of God to others. Because a light has shone in the world, that Jesus Christ has come to earth, and because of that, every place, every space throughout the world has changed. Every time and every space of the world has been changed because Jesus Christ has come to earth. Today we celebrate the Epiphany. We celebrate that on this day of Christmas, that the light has shone and has brought in the Magi, the wise men from the nations. They come forward to worship Christ. We celebrate that the light has shone for all the nations, not just Bethlehem, but that Jesus Christ has come into the world, and because of that, has changed everything. Every space, from Fort Wayne to Pittsburgh to Bethlehem, and every place beyond. He's come in and changed every time, because Jesus Christ reigns. And the light of the world has shone, and this young woman in Pittsburgh has seen Christ, and her heart has been captured by him. So much so that she wants to devote her life to Jesus Christ and the service of the gospel, that others might see the light of Christ. When the wise men came to the tomb, wise men came to the manger that very night, they didn't see anything blinding. The light of the sky was miraculous. But then they came in and saw a baby, something so normal. It's God himself. In the same way, this young woman who had met and encountered Christ responded to him by just giving him food when he was hungry, giving him shelter when he was homeless, giving him clothing when he was naked, and the poorest and the lowliest. Encountering Christ is often so normal, but also so life-changing at the same time. Today, as we celebrate the Epiphany, we heard all the times throughout the year, we are called to come and worship Christ on the movable feasts of this year. So too, on encountering Christ, the light of the world, this Christmas season, we have to respond, and that has to look concrete in space and in time. I think the number one piece of counsel I give in the confessional is a quote from our beloved Father Brian Eisenbarger, who says, yeah, following Jesus isn't hard. It means praying every day, worshiping him every Sunday, going to confession every 2 months at least, and partying a lot, in a good way. Following Jesus is concrete. Putting him first in our lives isn't just something we say we do, but it has to be something that's tangible, that takes space and time. So going through quickly, just five places of time in our lives. We need to give Jesus. Our spiritual exercise for this week is to look at our calendar and decide when I'm giving God these five times in my life. First, daily. What is the time I give Jesus every day? Frankly, I recommend with all my heart the start of your day. Even just 10, 15 minutes, starting your day with Jesus Christ. Because if we do that, the rest of our day will be baptized. We'll want to spend the rest of our days with Jesus because we'll start with him. And our temptations towards anger or impatience, anything like that, after spending time with the Lord, those will change. Second, once a week, what do my Sundays look like? Worshiping God at Mass every Sunday, but also just time of rest. Third, once a month. Once a month, we have to do something special for the Lord. A brother priest of mine has taken the call, and about 7 or 8 priests in our diocese are trying to follow him, of once a month taking a desert day, where it's just nothing but prayer with the Lord and maybe one meal with friends. Besides that, just praying with him. Maybe something just special. Father Dan's called the men of the parish once a month to have an hour with the Lord as that special time given to him. On top of that, maybe once a season, at least, going to confession. Father Dan recommends a good healthy amount of time for confession is 6 to 8 weeks. A healthy minimum would be once every season, spring, summer, fall, winter. And lastly, once a year, going on a retreat for the Lord. Something special given to him, like, all right, God, why don't you get something a couple of days where it's just given to you? Just like the Magi had their frankincense, gold, and myrrh prepared to give to the Lord, this week we look at our calendar and we prepare our hearts of how we are going to give our time to God. We don't just give what we have in our pockets the time. We'll prepare our hearts, our place, our time of what we're going to give to God. And at the end of the week, when we finish doing that, we're going to celebrate the Epiphany, as we obviously will. You guessed it, with chalk. As a special traditional blessing, we bless the space we live in, our homes, with a special Epiphany blessing that marks 2025 and the initials of the three Magi, who are traditionally known as Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, obviously. Once we finish marking the time for the year, we mark the space of our home for the year. That our giving of our hearts to Jesus isn't just something vague, ambiguous, but it's concrete. It's in pen on our calendar. It's in chalk on our homes. That our hearts belong to Christ. That our time belongs to Christ. And even the space we live in belongs to Jesus Christ, the light of the world.